Hey, we're starting Daf Chavav Amin Aleph, the Agadata version. The Gemara says that from the pasuk in Yehoshua, Bimshoch Bekeren Ayovel, I'm towards the bottom of the Daf where we got up to my Mashiv the Hayovel. The language of Yovel is not Jubilee, but actually the language of Yovel is the language of Zichra, which is the language of a ram. So the Gemara says, "My mashma." Mashma means like, where do you see this in the pasuk? How do you know this in the pasuk? The Hayuvlo Lishra the Dichru. This language of Yovel is the language of Dichra. Okay, which means a ram. Right? Rashi and the Mishnah already said that the Gemara is going to explain to us how this means Yovel Dichruk in the first for Gemara. Where do I know? Where do you find that Yovel is a ram? So the Gemara says, the Tanya tells over a story. The Tanya of a Braita, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kesha Halachti La Arabia. Rabbi Akiva says, when I went to a place called Arvia, probably, okay, Shayukor, that in there, the Shayukor and the Dichra Yovla, they call Dichra Yovel. So that's where we got it from. Okay, next. Bamar Rabbi Akiva. Keshalachti LeGalia. Rabbi Akiva says, when I went to a place called Galia, which is France. Okay, I saw Shayukorin Le Nida Galmuda. I called a woman who was a Nida Galmuda. Asked the Gemara, my Galmuda. What does it mean, Galmuda? It's gemula da mi ba'ala. Okay, from the word gemul, which means here, it means separated. She was separated from her husband. Okay, Tosis brings down, there's actually a nafkamina also, not for now. Omar Rabbi Akiva, keshalachti la'afriki. You know where that is? Sounds like Africa, no? Shall you korin, you look it inside. Keshayukorin, are you korin lima'a? A currency of ma'a, which is around 100 bucks, ksita. They called it ksita. So the my nafkamina, why do I care? What's the halachic nafkamina? Whether it's called ma'a. So it's leferushi mei ksita. To explain when in Breishit, Perek Lamed Gimel, when vayiken et chakata sadeh asher natasham alei miyar bnei chamor, when they brought it from Avishchem, mei ksita. So what's mea ksita? So it's telling me that the oraita, it's mea danki. It's coming to explain to me when it says ksita. So we now know that mea ksita, that's written in the Torah by Yaakov Avinu, by coming to Shechem, it's referring to mea ma'ot. Danka. It's a very good question.
Why do
we call it? Also good question. Also very good question. Yeah, Chorim do ask that question also. Very good. We're going to see that in the next question is going to ask Lamai Nafkamina also. Okay? What's the Nafkamina? So Bennett said, why not ask that before also?
Is Lamai a means currency or is it kind of currency?
It's a kind of currency. Okay? Omer Rebbe, keshalachti lekirchei yam. Rebbe says that when I went to overseas, hayu korin the mechira kira. They called the sale kira with a chaf. Lamai nafkamina. You see that, Ben? What's the practical difference? Leferushi, to explain the following pasuk, asher kariti li, which literally means to dig. Here he's saying it means it's the selling and the buying. Again, the achronim deal with that issue was. Amr Shem ben Lakish, keshalachti l'tchum kein nesharya hayukorin. So what does he say? When I went to this place of kein nesharya, they used to call the kala ninfi ulatarnagol sechvi. So they used to call the kala ninfi mikra. Where's the pasuk about that? So he says the tehillim Monday's psalm, which the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, Yefei Nov Misos kolaretz hartzion yarkitei tzafon. Right? That it's beautiful. Therefore, they also said that Kala, in her beauty, they would say Ninfi, which is similar to Nof. Rav Al Yashiv, in his Sefer wrote on Rosh Hashanah, comes and explains, based on the Gemara Ksubos. We know the famous song based on the Gemara Ksubos that says Ketzan Meraktim Lifnei Kala. The Beit Shammai, you say, brutally honest, Kala Kamochi. Right? If she's not very pretty, Kala Kamochi, keep your mouth shut. According to Beis Hillel, you say Kala Na'eva Chasuda Vafilu Bechura. Even if she is not very aesthetically pleasing, said in a nice way, right? You say Kala Na'eva Chasuda. Explains the Ritva. The Ritva explains there that because of Darkei Shalom, there is no problem of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. We know that there's a problem of lying. So how do we do that? Right? We said because of Darkei Shalom. Rav Al Yashiv Zatzal explains from a different sefer to say called the Tiv Kiddushim in Achron. It says Vaday Asur Lomar Alei Shiyafe. You can't say the word Yafe. He's Medayik from our Gemara because she's ugly, and that would be mamish lying. But rather, you say Kala Nae, and Nae is from the language of Hit Nae Lifanav, like we find by mitzvot Naot Lifanav, that Lifanav Nitzra, that she should be appeased to you. It's not a language of beauty, because it's, but rather it's one of ritzui lefanav, to be appeased. And that's where the Ritva, Rav Yashiv says, gets it from our sugya. Our sugya is hayu korin lekala ninfi, the language of yifei nof. So we see there's two different things. There's the language of yofi, and there's the language of what? That they would call it ninfi, which is what? The language of naya, that even if she was mechueret, right, because the idea is the either, hold on 1 second, so that's where the, sorry, so the this sefer called the Tiv Kiddushim had said, oh, it's not only fanav, it's not a matter of beauty, but it's a matter of it should be appeased. It's not beauty, but it's appeased. Rav Yashiv says that our sugya is like the Ritva, not like this Tiv Kiddushin, because they would call the Kala Ninfi, which is the language of Yofi. So he wants to prove from our sugya like the Ritva, that says that even if she is actually ugly, you can use the language of Yofi, because of Darkei Shalom, you're allowed to lie. That's the first part of the sugya. The second part is that you would call a Tarnagol Sechvi. Okay, the concept of Targagol Sechvi. Now, many of us should know this already. Why? Because there's a bracha every single morning that we say, Anotein la Sechvi vina lavchim in yom avin laila. The truth is, there's a machloket in Girsaot. So we say, if you're Ashkenazim, you say what? What's the bracha? Brachato Hashem l'gimachulam asher nasan la Sechvi vina lavchim in yom avin laila. Okay, the Svaradim say the language in the Lashon of Hoveh, Notain. Yeah, that's what we're going to do right now. That's exactly what we're going to do right now. According to Rashi and Tosos and Maseches Brachos, Sechvi is, like we thought, is a rooster. Tarnagol. Okay, like our Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That says that Tarnagolet or Tarnagol is Sechvi. Okay. And why is that? Chicken. Okay. That, what is Nasan la Sechvi Bina? What's the Bina? Bina has a certain understanding, right? The inside. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tarnagol the ability to understand the difference between daytime and nighttime. The Minog of Svaradim is to say Anotin la Sechvi Bina. Minog of Ashkenaz is to say Asher Natan la Sechvi Bina. Based on the Pasuk in Iyov, chapter 38, which the Gemara now quotes, Mishat Batuchot Chochma. Oh, me Natan Lesechvi Vina. That's what the Tosefta's brought down in the Rif. It says we shouldn't change the language of the Pasuk. Therefore, what do we say? We say Asher Natan Lesechvi Vina. The Minhag of Ashkenaz at the end is to say Hanotain Layayev Koach, based on the language of Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Notain Layayev Koach, Le'inoni Matzma Yarbeh. Okay? The Rav Schwab on Tefillah, it's both in English, called Rav Schwab on Peir. It's also Sefer called the Iyun Tefillah. It was translated from this. Says When we say Asher Natan L'Sech Vivina, the pshat in the pasuk is that we're giving praise to Hashem. That at the time of, what does it mean Asher Natan L'Sech Vivina? Not this morning, but at the time when God created the world, He put Bina into the Tarnagol to make the distinction between daytime and nighttime. Lavchim in Yom Uvein Laila. What is the difference between Lahavchim versus Havdalah? Lavchim is a very, very acute, discerning factor, an element to be able to make this distinction. Havdalah is just a separation between things that are not the same at all. Havchana is this very fine, with a fine comb, right? To be able to make that distinction, things that even that are what? Are very, very similar. Okay, the difference between Choshech, between Olot HaShachar, and the Choshech right after Olot HaShachar, very, 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 very similar. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Bina to the Tarnagol to say this distinction, this small little light, is the difference between Lahavchin, Ben Yom Uvein Laila. The Rosh, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Brachos, says Sechvi, as Mr. Benish says, is not a Tarnagol, but is what? What's Sechvi? Your heart. Okay? It's what we say in Rosh Hashanah also. Sacho, the language of Sarah. What's the language of Sarah? Not only name, her name is Yiska. What does Yiska mean? She was able to see from Sechvi. Okay, Samech and Sin, interchangeable. That a man is able to see with his heart. Libi ra harbe chachma vadat. Okay? And therefore the truth is both Pshat, both Perushim are very similar. Then what? That we are praising God, that we're able to see the distinction within us between day and nighttime. Ask Rav Schwab a great question, then we're going to move on. Rav Schwab says, why don't we make this bracha only in the morning time? Why do we not make this bracha at nighttime by Bina Shmashim? There's also a very fine distinction in the daytime and the nighttime also. Ask Rav Schwab, Yiksha, Madua in Mivarchin, Kein Bracha Zo, Bebena Shmashos Lo, Dot La Kadosh Baruch Hu Shino in Miyom Lelaila. Explains Rav Schwab a beautiful answer, Mr. Eagle. He says, Lechori Yeshlomar, even though there is a distinction, but he says in the morning time, right after Alot HaShachar, in the morning, what does he say? What the answer is? He gives two different answers. One answer I really like better. Hold on one second. The other answer, which I like. Aval bihitbonenu binyan niret shelo itbi akarish baruch hu b'seder b'riyah shikra tamgol b'biyat Hashemesh. Rav Schwab says that the akarish baruch hu, in his infinite wisdom, did not put into the tarnagol his idea to be able to be thankful at the night time. Why is that? Even though they're very similar, the darkness of the morning and the night, right? Morning, right after Alot HaShachar and by Bein HaShmashot, explains Rav Schwab, our heart understands that there's a big distinction between them. When the nighttime comes, people are not as happy and hopeful. What do we say? Tov lo dot Lashem. What do we say? Zamer l'shimcha yom lahagid baboker chazdecha. And what do we say? Vemunatcha b'alala. Why do we say that? Because at nighttime, psychologically, people are more down, tired, darkened, gloomy a little bit. That's why you have Marav to try. You have to have Emuna. That's why one of the only times we read. Where do we read Eicha? We read Eicha. Rav Soloveitchik explained at nighttime because it's depressing at nighttime. You have to figure out why we read also Megillah at nighttime also. Besides the daytime, it's connected because Megillah has to do with the Galut also. It's at nighttime. So therefore, during that nighttime where you're feeling the sadness, at that point you don't feel as much the hope to give that bracha. Aba b'chech ha-shechat, the morning, when people look through the ayin yafeh, asa boker, you're happy. At this point, you have the chush, the tarnagol, to announce, the day is coming, wake up. And there we say, asher nasana sechvi bina lavchim neyom, uvein laila, to be able to announce the tremendous chesed that Hashem has at this point. According to Ashkenaz, our next bracha after Asher Natan L'Sechvi Vina, what's the next bracha right after that? Shalom Sanigoy. Svardim don't have that bracha right after. They have a different order. Rav Schwab explains, based on Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, what we just said. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tarnagol the distinction when the day comes to announce it, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the morning that we have to know that we have a different role. We have a different role than the Goyim in the world, that we have a distinction, Lahavdil, just like you have to be Mavdil Bein or Lachoshech, so too between Kodesh and Chol, Emet L'Sheker, and also our role of Asher Bachar Banim Mikol Amim, Shelo Asani Goy. We move on in the Gemara. Definitely ask the question. It was a vort. It's definitely an agadka vort. It's a nice vort. You could definitely ask the other question. But you could say, look, we needed more now. Agreed. 100%. He's saying just by natural, people are happier because the morning's coming. We move on. We're in the back, bottom lines. Everyone, please look inside here. I'm going to review the Maravi by Yisema. Rabbi Yishum Alevi, Mike Kraw, Mishad Batuchot Chachma, Minatan Lasech Vivina, Mishad Batuchot Chachma. These are the klayot, which are the kidneys. Omi natana sechvivina, zeh tarnagol. Levi ikla. What does the word ikla mean? Ikla means that he visited. Lahu atra, to the following place. Lahu atra. Ota gav lekameh, a certain person came in front of him. Amarle, he said to him, I turn the page. Kavan planaya. The guy came over to Levi and says, you stole from me. Kavan, as we will see in a second, means to steal. You stole from me. Kavan means stole. You stole from me. You're a gazlan. You stole from me. The guy comes and attacks him and says, you stole from me. Lo avayada my kamerli. He did not know what he was talking about. He didn't call him a gazlan. He said the word kavan. Asa shoyl b'midrash. He went in and asked the Beis Medrash, what does this mean? And the Beis Medrash told him that he's claiming that you're a gazlan. Gazlan Amalcha, Dichtiv, he quotes the pasuk from Malachi that says, Hayigba Adam Elokim, Ki Atem Kovim Oti, Vamartem Bame Kibanucha Hamaser Vatruma. In Malachi, the Ribbono Shel Olam is attacking people, saying that you're stealing by not giving what? Trumos and Masros. This pasuk, and therefore, that's why he used the language, he was using the biblical language when he told them that you're a Gazla. There is a beautiful, beautiful vort that Rav Neventhal says on this, based on this pasuk in Malachi. He says, we know that in 120 years, the Gemara in Shabbos says that what? That you're going to be asked a couple of questions. What is the first question you're going to be asked? Koveya itim latorah. It's true about honest in business, so we'll talk about that as we move ahead. Koveya itim latorah. So literally, it doesn't say, did you learn Torah? No, lamada to Torah. It says, were you kovea itim the Torah? Explains Rav Neventhal that even in free times, the language is, what does it mean kovea? We have all excuses in the book, right? We have parnasa, we have many, many things not to learn Torah, right? The idea is kovea itim, what do you have to do? You have to, quote unquote, steal those times. Even if you're right, you can justify that you didn't learn. What the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to ask you is, okay, you could be right, but you have to know, Koveya Itim, did you steal that time that every single day, the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, says in Hilchos Tamat Torah, Kol Ish, doesn't matter if you're rich, doesn't matter if you're poor, doesn't matter, even if you're married and have children and have every excuse in the book, because you have to be a good father, you have to provide a good living. Bottom line is you have to be Koveya Itim, the Torah. So that's Kava'an, Miloshon Gzela, you have to even, quote unquote, steal that time. Obviously not stealing from your employer, that you have to be just. The Gemara continues. Amar Lei Rava. Rava says, Mi Barnish the Rabashi. Place Barnish said the Rabashi. Iavi Hasam. Rava says, if I would have been in the place of Levi, Hava Aminale, I would have told the guy, Heichi Kavach, Bimai Kavach, Vamai Kavach. How do you set yourself? With what and why? Through my answers, he would have figured out that kava means what? Stealing. The Eu Sover Levi thought, Milsa di Sur Kamerle, that the kavana of that guy was some sort of Gilui Arayus, and therefore he didn't answer him back. The Gemara continues, and with the same type of stories. Lo haviyadi rabbanan my sirugin. Literally means words. He wouldn't figure out my words. He wouldn't figure it out.
Why did he?
What
did you say? Why
No, when he said the word kavan. Why would he think that? Why would he specifically think? Why would he think that it's Giloy Arias? I have to look at the Aruch Haner. I'll get back to you on that. Good question. Put that down. Remind me to look that up. Lo aviyadi rabbanan my sirugin. What does the word sirugin mean? The rabbis didn't know what the word sirugin meant. Shamu al amsa de Rebbe. The Gemara Ksubas talks about the of the maidservant of Rebbe. The chazdin rabbanan. She saw. They saw the rabbanan dave aili paski. They came into the base medrash once. They're trickling in. Amralahu ad matay atem nichnasim. Seirugin. So much that you're going to come in, you're going to trickle in, like you guys trickled into the 9 o'clock shir. 9 o'clock the shir starts. Yeah, how many times are you going to come? Seirugin. No, you have to come all at the same time. So that's why I didn't know what Seirugin was. It means one step at a time. The Mishnah, Meseches Megillah, talks about reading Megillah. Seirugin. Lavia de Rabbanan mai chaluglot. What is chaluglot? We're going to see it's a type of vegetable. They didn't know what it was. Yom Echad Shamu Lam said to Rebbe, the Chazis Lahu Gavra, to come mivader parpachina. Right? They heard from what's called, from the maidservant of Rebbe, that she saw this guy was spreading, mivader was spreading, scattering a vegetable that's called parpachina. The Amrlei An Matayatam Mifazer Chagulacha. Therefore, they understood that Yerek of Chaguglot was Par Pachina. What exactly is that? Pikalali Balaz. Not sure what that is either. Onwards.
Pickles
maybe. Very nice. Lo Aviyadi Rabbanan. Listen to the next one. Lo Aviyadi Rabbanan. My Salsalam. Utarom Mecca. Listen to the whole Pasuk in Mishlei. Mishlei Perek Dalet. Salsala utarome mecca techabetcha ki techabkena. They didn't know what it meant. Salsala utarome mecca. Yom echad shemul amsa debe Rebbe davi amas lavi gavra to avikame apich besare. What was the guy doing? He was fixing his hair. A lot of times, Amrle she said to him, ad matay atam misalsala besarecha. Now they understood it. They understood the pasuk. So what does the pasuk mean? Salsala. It's talking about Torah. Salsala utarom mecca. This is one of the reasons for doing Agadata. Because Agadata helps you understand Yirat Shemaim also. It's not just Tom story talking. Salsala utarom mecca. What do you have to do? To be able to learn Torah, it's not just reading the art scroll. Salsala, some people are very careful in their hair. They look in their mirror. They put gel on it. They put spray. You know what? Make sure it looks good. Salsala, turn it over. Make sure you're working at it. Make sure you go over it. Ooh, Tirom Mecca. What will it do? It will raise you up. The whole purpose of learning Torah is what? That it's gonna, once you put more and more effort, it will raise you up. What's the end of the pasuk? The end of the pasuk is Tichabetka Kitichabkena. You want to know how to appreciate Torah? You want to know one of the major goals of this year in Torah is to learn how to be. A lot of people want to love Torah. One of the ways to come to love Torah is you have to respect it. It's not only about learning, it's not just an intellectual exercise. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah says that there are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. There's one mitzvah of to learn it, to teach it. The second mitzvah is lechabed yodeh u'melamdeh. If a person is just learning but has no respect whatsoever for Torah, no respect at all for the teachers of Torah, you're missing half of the mitzvah. Salsala utarom mecca. You got to work hard at it. But one of the goals also is to create within yourself, and that's why it's important to be in the base medrash. to understand what Kavod HaTor is. That's why you're in a Beis Medrash with Rav Nevenson. When Rav Nevenson comes in, you've already started seeing it. What happens? Everybody gets up. Why? Bittul Torah? No. It's what he represents. It's a certain awe. It's a certain understanding of what he represents and what as of Torah. That's Sal Salo to Roman Mekam. An idea of you want to come and love it, you got to put in the work and the time, but also understand that you're not. It's not you, but it's being able to understand what you're part of something great. Let's finish up the Agadah and then start our sugya today. Ask me the question after. Okay. Lo aviyadi rabbanon mai vitatatia. Okay, the pasuk in Yeshayahu chapter 14. What was vitatia? The full pasuk is visamtia. Limorash kipod. What is it talking about? Right? People know a little. It's talking about Churban. The Churban of Babel. Yom Echad Shamei Lamam said to the Rebbe Davis Amr Sechavre, they said to their friend, Shakuli Tatue Vitate Beite. They said what? It's talking about Mitate in Hebrew is to sweep. So it's talking about what? There's going to be a sweeping. Hashem is going to be sweeping and cleaning up Babel until there's nothing left. Total Churban of Babel. Finally, last one for today. Lo aviyadi rabbanon mai pasuk in Tehillim that says Hashleicha Hashem Yehavcha v'hu yichalkecha. What does it mean? Yahav. They throw yourself onto Hashem. Amar Rabba Barchana Yom Echad Avazimah Bahadi Ayutaya. They went back next to this Arab merchant. David Darinich Tuva that he put a full weight on his shoulders. But Omar Lee, the Arab, said, take the load that you have, shkol, take the yahav, the weight that you have, and put it onto what? Put it onto the gamal. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David HaMelech, Hashleicha Hashem, make sure all your worries have to have bitachon in Hashem. Okay? Then Hashem will not be leave the tzaddik in the Gush Katif commemoration on Sunday. One of the speakers spoke that the Ramban says, what is the difference between Emunah and Bitachon? He says, Emunah and Bitachon, and Emunah is an idea. We learn Emunah, learn it, learn it. Learn beautiful ideas. Bitachon is in practice. To have Bitachon Hashem is you, it's not in contrast that you have to throw everything into Hashem. The Gra explains, what type of Bitachon do we need to have? You need to have Ishtadlut. You need to be able to do things, says the Gra, similar to the Ramban, which I just said. In order for the bracha, for Hashem to do, you got to work. You want to say, look, I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm in Yeshiva. New, all of a sudden I've become a Talmud Chacham. No such thing. You got to work at it. Okay? And then HaKadosh Baruch will help you. Habal Taher, you want to be able to do to come better, Hashem will help you. Misayeh, it is 9:29. We have finished till the 9:30 shir. Okay, we finished up to the Mishnah. We are today. If anybody has any questions, what we just said, please come and ask me. Today we're the new sugya.